Wyoming's population declined last year while the surrounding state's populations grew. But Cody is an outlier of sorts. In the past decade, there's been an influx of people aged 24 to 34 in Park County. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska reports a portion of these women are providing a steady income and benefits for their families.
And of us in the room, a lot of us are here because of the place. Mm-hmm. The career came second or was an addition or a frosting on top.
That's Amy Quick. She and a couple of other women are sitting around chatting about the dynamic of their relationships. Quick came to Cody for a job at the Shoshone National Forest.
I realized pretty early on that I had the where figured out in life. I knew I wanted to stay here. It took a little bit longer to figure out the other questions.
She eventually met her husband, Andy, who owns a small outdoor recreation store in Cody. The business was his passion, and Amy didn't want him to give it up for the sake of their new family.
I don't think it was a conscious decision that I was going to make the benefits. It was just Andy had a kind of a passion for this outdoor recreation business, and it worked out.
Amy found a steady job, and Andy kept his seasonal one running the store. This is not uncommon in Cody. David Bullard is a state economist. He says there are a lot of seasonal jobs in this area.
Yellowstone and Grand Teton Park open for the summer, and so there's a huge amount of seasonal employment there.
Cody has bigger seasonal employment swings than other non-metro Wyoming communities, mainly because it doesn't have a winter economy. So during the winter, Andy works on the business, but also picks up other seasonal jobs like carpentry. The Quicks aren't the only one in this position in Cody. When looking at the numbers, more women are in the labor force in Cody than men, and the industries in which women dominate, like healthcare or education, provide better dependent health insurance. Bullard says that's valuable.
Education and the healthcare really offer a lot of benefits. Some of the seasonal ones like construction and leisure and hospitality tend to offer a lot less.
So for Elizabeth and Carl Hansen, it also made sense for her to provide the steady income and benefits for the family. Carl works a few different jobs and says Elizabeth's job as a teacher gives him freedom.
There's not a lot of health care packages for cabinet makers and carpenters, so or people that work with horses. It's unusual.
And Elizabeth loves teaching. So in her eyes, it's a win-win.
I love school, and I kept going back to school, and now I spend every day at school.
According to Ben Winchester, a rural sociologist for the University of Minnesota, there has been a trend nationally for people in their 30s to move to rural areas.
Quality of life trumps everything here. It trumps a job. Primarily, people are pulled toward a life that they have more control over.
Back at the gathering, the women say they love their jobs and are doubly grateful that those jobs allow their husbands to do what they are passionate about. And Elizabeth says Wyoming, and especially Cody, attracts people with independent spirits and a frontier mentality.
We do have a lot of people in these roles where women have steady jobs and benefits, and men kind of have a mix of things that keep them going.
In the end, it always comes back to their choice to live near the mountains by any means possible.
It's just hard all around.
Yeah. And that builds the common bond, right?
And yet we like it.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.